So the learning today should be a schus ilanish masadiris chaver chaim olas ben shemshinari as well as a schus for an ilanish shama for a biyakav yosef ben chaim menachem ben zion and should be a schus for a refuah shleima for chaim doiv ben rachel chanalei abashen the rachel and abadati ben peril as well as a schus for all those in a makom zakana in Eretz Yisrael and those risking their lives to protect it. So we're going to start the topic of hakaah to hit and specifically hitting your child. So he says like this on page 683. Amru Chazal, Hamake Benoy Gadol, Chayav Nidoy. Someone who hits a mature child, a grown-up child, should be put in Cherem because he is basically tempting that child to either hit back or curse the parent. And based on the reason given by the Gemara, which I just said, we could conclude that not only does this apply to an adult child, because the reason is that you're causing, it's basically lifting either. When you hit an adult child, you're causing that the child is capable of hitting back or responding. And what comes out is your over lifting either by hitting him. So then this would apply even to a child who's a katan. It's essentially talking about a child who's capable of flashing back out and responding to you. Any child that you know that can't accept rebuke, that cannot accept being put in his place, he says in his generation, where there's an increased level of chutzpah, and you have children rebelling against their parents all over the place. Not only if you hit them, so here he's already saying another level of a chiddush. We have to be careful how we discipline our children. And it's not just hitting them that we have to be careful about, but even rebuking them, even the way that we criticize them, because we have to be very careful that we're not tempting them to respond in anger and possibly be either hitting a parent back or cursing a parent. The child also goes angry. He's saying not only when you hit, but even if you disparage them too sharply, the child gets angry and will not accept the teichacha. The MS Amru, Techaz Garab and Maven Mahakas Ksil Meya. Shlomo HaMelech said that if you give Musr, it frightens someone who understands more than hitting a fool 100 times. Maven Amru, Avo Misha Eina Maven, Eina Makabagara. So the Pasuk's talking about someone who can understand, but someone who does not understand will not accept the Techacha that's offered in this way. So there is the idea that if there's a chacham, he can accept a chacham, but then there's the concept that if he's not holding there, that maybe you should be very careful how you give musar, how we discipline our children. And remember, he's talking 200 years ago, alachas kama v'kama, nowadays, where the chutzpah is already even at another level, we have to be sensible when we discipline our children. Sometimes you can have a child who doesn't listen to anything the parents say. He says, in a situation like this, the father and the mother have to use a lot of seichel. When they know and recognize that their child is not only difficult, but their child does not have fear of God. And the child doesn't listen to the parents. So parents like that should not impose on a child. So what he's saying is, if you know that your child is not going to listen, you should not ask them to do something for you, because that's also a problem of lifnei iver. Now, I don't know where you draw the line. Does that mean if my child is acting out, I shouldn't discipline him because he's not going to listen right now? How's he ever going to learn? How's he ever going to learn that he has to do things even if he doesn't want to do them? So I'm not sure. Excuse me. I'm not sure where exactly the line is between... thank you. Where exactly the line is between chinuch and discipline? Because you can't just let your child act out and become spoiled and never put them in their place. So there's got to be a balance somewhere. But he says here, if you know for a fact that your child's not going to listen, you shouldn't impose on them to do favors for you. Meaning a parent shouldn't say to a child, please get this for me or please do this for me. And you have to make an effort not to get angry at them. Only to speak to them softly. When he granted, not all times are, not all situations are equal. There are times where a parent cannot avoid asking a child for some sort of favor. Sometimes you have a parent that's elderly and the child is the only one that can possibly help the parent. And sometimes a parent cannot hold back from getting angry or humiliating or cursing the child. The parents start gnashing their teeth. Their hearts are bothering them when they see that the child is acting improperly, and therefore they may slip up and give mussar. I'll call upon him nevertheless. As Asher bechoichem lasois yasu, whatever they could do, they should do to hold back from giving mussar. The yivcharu harab b'miutai, and choose the lesser evil. Meaning, of course, ideally we want the child to be educated, but there's different methods of parenting, and he's saying sometimes the method of parenting that's called for is to ignore it, is to not recognize it, and certainly not to go and criticize the child if we're talking about a situation where the child is not going to be receptive to the mussar. Maybe the answer is right now you don't do the mussar, but later on when the child is calm, you do mussar. Maybe that's what he's advocating. He says further, Vihine, it's the wish of every parent to give zchusim to the child. She asked Ritzon Avi by doing the wishes of a parent. Vizaku as nafsham basas nachas ruach liyotzam. They get a mitzvah and bring pleasure to Hashem. Avol ma yasu kishen ador doim yafeh. But what can we do when the generation is not favorable in the eyes of Hashem? V'chol zman she'abanim ve'abonis etzel aviyam ve'imam. And whenever you have a son or a daughter spending time with a parent, enam chafetzim b'mitzvah zu kol kach. They're not really interested in this mitzvah. Machshiv ma'isay kol kach. And they don't properly value it. So you have children that they'd rather be doing something else. They'd rather not be helping out the parent. Aval, but he says ultimately there's always regret. Aval kishayelchu l'eretz Yisrael, when the parents make aliyah, oy lebeis olamim, or when the parents pass away, azay yoimru. Then all of a sudden people feel guilty and they say, oy miyitin liyavaim. If only someone would give me back my parents. I'll lick the dirt from the soles of their feet, meaning I'm going to treasure them. I'm going to finally appreciate them, something which I didn't do till now. I'm going to raise them up and serve them with all my abilities. So that is inevitably what ends up happening, this regret. If they want Hashem to consider it, that they honored their parents even at a time when they didn't, then they should make sure to always fulfill the mitzvah of taking care of their parents whenever they can. He says, then when their parents are no longer around, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still give you the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim. Because your parents, the only reason you're not doing Kibbutz Avim is your parents are no longer around. So if you take the opportunities when you do have the ability to do Kibbutz Avim, you jump on those opportunities. So then, even when your parents not around, you're still going to get the zchusim. That's what he means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be mitzdarev the machshava to the ma'isa only when you actually have the opportunity. You take advantage of it, but to not bother honoring your parents properly when they're around, and then you feel bad because they made aliyah. You feel bad because they went to the Olam HaEmes. You don't get much. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not necessarily mitzdarev machshava lema'isa. Because over there, you didn't show when you had the opportunity that you were running to do it. Okay, let's stop here.